love. Peace. Happiness. Contentment. Virtues make our life better. Let us ponder on our virtues. Virtues for life.
Hello and welcome to Virtues for Life. I am BK Sister Denise. This program is a series of conversations with Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris from all over the world about virtues. Virtues are the foundation of life. Our virtues, powers, qualities, and values define who we are, what kind of people we are, and they also define our contribution to society and to the world. The laws of spirituality tell us that personal transformation is the principal way to contribute to global change, and therefore whatever it is that we do on our personal level, this is the one thing that is going to make a difference to the world. Today we're going to talk about time management. Some of you may wonder, is time management a virtue? Well, let's see if it is a virtue. In the Godly Studio today, the Godlywood Studio today, we have with us Stéphane Rubin. Welcome to the program, Stéphane. Stéphane is a business development consultant. He works with the Oxford Leadership Academy, and he is very much a person who integrates his spiritual practice with his professional life. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Om Shanti, and hello and bonjour to all my brothers and sisters all over the world.
Stéphane, I believe you have been practicing Raj Yoga for 19 years.
Yes, that's correct.
Since you were quite young then. And so you have had to grow with the spiritual practice and develop your professional arena as well. So I would like you to talk to us a little bit about how you would define time management.
To me, time management is the art of being at the right time and at the right place and doing what is right. Is the definition I would suggest.
Okay, now this question arises, is time management actually a virtue? Would you look at it that way?
Well, in ancient French, virtue also is a power, what would be called a human power, so a skill, a capability. So definitely, and especially in today's world, time management is a skill, is a talent that is needed. Of course, every human being needs it, but most especially in the world of corporations where time is running fast, it is definitely a prerequisite.
So what else do you need to have good a good skill of time management? What other skills do you need? How do you develop that?
I'm thinking of three main parameters to go in the right direction and to master time. I'm thinking of knowing first the self. That is to say, to know my strength, to know my weaknesses or areas of improvement. To know also my role. What is the role I am supposed to play in what I would call the drama of life?
So the skills you need for time management in order, so you're talking about really knowing yourself, knowing your role, understanding. So how do you deal with procrastination?
Procrastination is a deep subject, and many of us human beings have to face that that challenge. I would say again, it's a question of knowing the self and going deep into silence to understand why there is procrastination. Like for me.
So why, for example?
Yeah, for me, I've discovered with this self introspection that mostly it's out of fear that I will postpone such or such action or such discussion with such and such person.
So there's a connection between time management, procrastination, and stress management. So if you're going to say that procrastination is because of fear, then you have to handle your fears. So how do you do that?
Well, again, if you know the self better, that is to say, if you practice, you give more time to yourself, and using what I would call the power of silence, and that is to say, if you know, over the time I learned to reduce the speed of thoughts and to study really the situation as it is, and not.
So, give me some actual physical examples from your own personal life, because
yeah.
I want us to really stay away from theory,
okay,
and go to real. How do you personally handle your fears? What kind of fears make you be late?
Well, it could be, you know, especially in the professional world, it could be that you have to have a crucial conversation with someone.
Give me an actual real example from your personal life.
Yeah, well, of course, it happened once that I had to really tell something which was not that pleasant to one of my colleagues in the coaching world. Well, I had to say that he had not performed, you know, as he was supposed to perform with one of our common clients.
So, what was the problem?
Well, the problem and why I was procrastinating in those times is that because, thanks to that colleague, I had the possibility to get some assignments, and without that colleague I wouldn't have those assignments. So I was having the thought that maybe if I tell the truth too straightforwardly to that colleague, then maybe he would keep in the future the assignments for himself. So I was having that thought, and I was not being able to talk to him for some time. But then in silence again, and having some more reflection, I just imagined the kind of perfect conversation, how it could be if I could express my real feelings to my colleague, and that everything went fine.
So did you go through a scenario in your mind beforehand? You had everything all figured out, and then you went into that scene and you performed that scene. Is that what you did?
That's what I did, exactly.
And is that the skill that maybe the people who are watching this program, is that a skill that people could use in their lives when they have a difficult situation that makes them want to not do what they have to do?
Well, that's certainly most likely one of the skills. However, it does not end here.
Mm-hmm.
What I did so is to imagine the ideal conversation. Not only that, it's after the end of the conversation, so how it would feel between my colleague and I in an ideal context. And then I had
to. So let's talk about that feeling, because
yeah,
that's important. What's the feeling that would be generated when everything is working nicely according to time and fearlessness? How would you call that feeling?
Well, it's a feeling of the duty that as they say in India, for instance, I have accomplished my dharma, what was supposed to be accomplished.
Yes.
And so I feel united, I feel at peace, and whatever, in fact, whatever the result, because I have done what was supposed to be done, then I'll feel at peace with myself.
So if you are acting according to time management as a virtue, it's going to produce other virtues and other qualities and other powers when it's operating well. So this is an important point.
Yes, definitely. Again, to be at the right place at the right time and do what I, as a human being, I'm supposed to do, it will certainly generate other virtues and give, in fact, power to the self. It will empower the self, definitely. That's what happened following that conversation.
That conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, sometimes people think of time management as connected with efficiency. You get everything done within a fixed amount of time, so you cannot waste any time. Does this create tension?
Well, most of the tools of time management that I have used, in fact, do produce tension.
And is that tension good tension or bad tension, or would we call it stressful or what?
As far as I'm concerned, I would call any kind of tension as not efficient or not productive tension, especially over the long time.
So then you have a conflict of interest here between being peaceful and comfortable, mm-hmm, and getting things done in time. How are you going to resolve that conflict?
For me, again, it's a journey. I would not say that I am, as of today, a master of time yet, but it's a journey which happens again within the self. I go within the self when I identify those conflicts. Usually, as you said, they are what we call conflicts of interest, right? Mm-hmm. And so, should I do that now, but there is this other thing to do? Should I be like that now? So
now we're looking at judgment.
Yes, in a way.
Right? So, well, this is an interesting thing. You know, some people think that you develop virtues one by one, but it looks to me that it's really part of a whole, like we have in our banner here, all of the virtues and values and powers, they work together. So if you want to be efficient in your time management and relaxed, you need good judgment.
Yeah, good judgment. Again, for me, the basis is to know the self very, very, very well.
Who are you?
Yes.
Who are you?
That's the point.
Well, tell me.
There is the official identity, the human identity, that I'm Stefan so-and-so, working and having that title. But this is the identity, in fact, that if I attach myself too much to that identity, then it will produce the tensions that we have mentioned.
But you can't discard that identity.
Definitely not. This is the role I play. Is the role I play, but there is a deeper side to it, and that's what Raja Yoga meditation teaches us, that behind
the
surface.
When you are being your real self, you know, and you're playing your role,
yes,
are you efficient because of being your real self or because of skills in time management?
It's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. Like I'm being the real self, that is to say I'm a peaceful being, but I enjoy playing the role that I play because I know that I have the skill.
So what do you do? Do you have to keep going in between the self and the role, or can you do them both together? How does it work?
Certainly it will depend on each, I mean, every...
I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
Well,
for me right now, there's still this requirement to give to myself sufficient times of silence in this silence, I separate myself completely from all the roles I play, you know, as the child of so-and-so or as the manager of so-and-so. So I need this time really to detach myself from those roles, and then when I come back and play those roles, I feel much more efficient.
So let's talk about being out of time as an extra skill that gives you power over time.
Yes, definitely. There's a way that everyone can learn to go beyond time.
So, how do you go beyond time?
Well, as for me, this is my practice of meditation. That is to say, I totally disconnect from the sense organs using my power of thoughts, and also using my feelings, my heart, and I identify myself with my eternal being, with my true being, the being of peace, being
so
of light.
The soul is out of time, it comes into time and motion, so this power to get everything done within a particular time. Now, you said it was tension, but now, if you're in this consciousness of being out of time, can you be in that peaceful stage and still function within a certain time, or is that hard?
I would say that most traditions have told us that it's very, very hard, but it seems to me, and I said I've not yet mastered that art, but I've had those experiences, I've had those glimpses, you know, of the possibility that it is possible to be in that state of peace and, as we said, like beyond time, and still play our roles, do actions, speak,
okay,
and interact. It's
now,
possible.
Sometimes people experience time stands still.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you experience that it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't work. And that you run out of time. You're in a hurry, everything, your car breaks down, you lose your keys, it doesn't, you know, you lose the way, things don't work. What about managing that type of time? How do you deal with time when you're flustered? Or late?
The thought that comes to my mind is that, and my experience, when things like that happen in my life, I still manage to take some time out, even if it is just 30 seconds or 1 minute, and tell to myself internally, hey Stefan, what's going on here? There are signs in the drama of life that are here to tell you that maybe you are not doing the right thing at the right time again, you are not going the right direction. So I try to find a meaning and try to connect the dots.
Okay, so you need an analytical skill. You need to be able to analyze the situation very rapidly to be able to turn it to your advantage, is that right?
Well, it could be a combination of analytical skill and, you know, the feeling or inner intuition, that there's something that you sense, that you smell in the air, that you feel. So it's combination.
So do you think, you know, taking control of time is one thing, and then having an intuitive way of working with time, is that better? Is that more successful?
The image that comes to my mind right now is the image of the surfer, in fact. And so, you know, seeing times coming at you like waves, and so you have to surf the wave for a certain time, but then the wave certainly will not last forever, so you have to take another wave. So it's really, it's an art, and you can't control time. You use the word, I would not use the word control time, but you can, yes, master the art of surfing on the waves of time. That's the image.
Do you find yourself having to switch between different modes? Like, for example, you have a business and corporate environment where everything is time, time is money, all of this, and that puts you under a certain tension, and then you shift out of that mode and you go home to your family, how do you manage these different time zones, if you will?
Well, it used to be like that for me, but thanks to the practice of meditation, nowadays I feel in a way more unified, I don't know if it's the proper word, or mm-hmm. integrated. Mm-hmm. And so, in fact, when I'm at work with leaders or managers, I feel still that I'm the same spiritual person, that okay, I play my role of coach or trainer, but I use my spiritual values for that. And
what about the shift? You know, how do you shift from a mode of doing everything really fast to a mode of quiet relaxation? Or is that difficult, or is it natural?
It's a really proper question as far as I'm concerned, because I've been working from my own place, my home, for several years, and I'm now considering the possibility to again have a different workplace, because it seems to me that when there are too many activities at the same place, there is a kind of
like
no man's land.
Uh-huh.
No man's land that is needed, at least right now at the stage where I am at, and to get out of the work mode and go back to the more personal mode.
So that would be your commute, the no man's land, driving
yes.
to work, driving back home, or going on the bus or whatever. So this creates a buffer zone.
Yeah, the buffer zone, that's the word I was looking for, exactly.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, we've been talking about yourself and how you deal with time and the requirements and so on, but we're also dealing with other people. Now, how do you handle it when other people can't manage time and you need them to manage their time?
It's all about communication. Communication, communication, and communication.
So we need communication skills.
Yes, definitely. And
but if somebody is not able to mm-hmm. operate the way you want them to, mm-hmm. then what do you do? How do you communicate with them successfully?
It's mostly it's the art again of winning people's hearts, and so that takes time. Again, it's a question of time management, so you have to give yourself time if you know that you need really the talent. For instance, as for me, regularly in one side of my life I have to work with the artists, and they have a totally different conception of time, or they live through time differently. And so I see.
What's the difference? How does an artist experience time as opposed to a businessman?
Well, it seems that I've got some artistic side, but it's not that developed. But it seems that for them, process is all that matters, and so there's no question of deadline, and so everything is a question of. It's a generalization that I'm making, and not all artists are like that, but many.
But if you're a commercial artist, or you have an audience and you have to perform, you have a deadline.
Yeah, but then you can see that, those artists whom I know, they are stressed. And so that usually I have, by the way, to give them some tips or yuktis, as you say in Hindi, to feel less stressed. And again, come from inside out and do
so
the art.
In order to develop the virtue of time management, you need a whole spectrum of other qualities and specialities and virtues to do with communication, to do with stress management, to do with being a good judge.
Well, of course, what you say is completely true, and it's a journey. So if you focus on developing time management, that will bring a whole area of other skills and mm-hmm. talents in your life. And of course, you should not put a burden on your shoulders, and you should aim high, but start at you know, very basic level.
That's quite difficult for people to evaluate, especially when they haven't had the benefit of a life experience, mm-hmm. you see. So that's another thing that you have to work with. How about your sense of your own value? How does that come into play with developing virtues?
Yes, again, it's knowing the self. It's knowing your, connected with your self-worth.
So what is your self-worth?
I would say that I try to see my worth through the eyes of the Supreme, through the eyes of God, and I know that for the Supreme, the value of each of his child, of each of the human beings on earth is countless, it's invaluable.
Your value, how do you have that sense of your value so that it actually helps you to move forward and to keep on shoring up your aspect as a virtuous person? Do you think of yourself as a virtuous person?
I'm on a journey, so I'm progressing. I aim at being a more and more virtuous person. So I know that there are some aspects that are okay, and there are some aspects that I still, of course, have a long way to go. But it's a daily work, and I try to see it as a game also. Daily play, daily game.
Thank you. Well, I think we're coming to the end of our show, so I'd like to thank you very much for your very interesting thoughts and your sharing of your personal experiences. Let us pause for a few minutes of reflection. We're looking at this virtue of time management. Try to feel your relationship with time, this energy of time that's flowing, which is a vector on which different things happen in different places, and you are the actor, maybe we can say the inner actor in time. And just feel that time is actually a valuable thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
We shouldn't waste time.
Wasting one's time is wasting one's life, as they say.
So if you value your life, you will value your time. So let us ponder upon the value of time. And do I value my time? Do I value my life? Think about this and try to be the best that you can be. Thank you very much, Stéphane Rubin from France, and to all of our viewers. Let us pause for a moment and think deeply about the value of I, the being, the soul. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.